This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day. Starting with today's first topic, we are debunking the superfood myth surrounding popular malted and milk-based drinks like Horlicks and Bonvita. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, or FSSAI, has issued a directive that significantly impacts the categorization of these drinks on e-commerce platforms. Despite their catchy jingles and claims of providing nutritional benefits for children, leading to promises of better growth and health, this directive calls into question the marketing and health claims associated with Horlicks and Bonvita. Moving to the next topic, Adani Enterprises has been issued two notices by the Securities and Exchange Board of India, known as SEBI, regarding potential non-compliance and governance issues related to related party transactions. This scrutiny comes in the wake of allegations made by Hindenburg Research, which have led to a significant drop in the market value of the company. Moving to the next topic, the negotiations for the world's first pandemic treaty have hit a deadlock. Initiated by WHO member states in December 2021, the treaty aims to thwart crises similar to the COVID-19 situation, which led to 7 million fatalities. However, as the deadline of May 2024 approaches, reaching an agreement seems increasingly challenging. The primary contention lies in the dispute over access to pathogen data. Low-income countries are pressing for equitable vaccine access and are demanding compensation from pharmaceutical giants for utilizing their pathogen information, causing a significant standoff in the negotiations. Moving to the next topic. With the arrival of summer, discussions about the health impacts of fructose, especially from fruits like mangoes, are on the rise. Amid these concerns, Dr. Nandita Iyer shares a healthy mango ice cream recipe on Twitter, initiating a conversation on how to enjoy mangoes without adversely affecting your blood sugar levels. Moving to our last topic, Dabur India, a leading consumer goods manufacturer, has reported a remarkable performance in its fourth quarter earnings. The company witnessed a significant 16.2% rise in net profit, amounting to 3.50 billion rupees, or approximately $41.9 million. This performance has surpassed analysts' expectations, signaling a strong finish to the fiscal year for Dabur India. Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. Only on the News Talk app.